Hello and welcome to the second Manx Footy podcast of the 23-24 season. As always, I'm joined by the only man yet to be approached by the Saudi Premier League, Disco Dave Norton.
Hi everyone.
Keeping myself and Dave warm this week is a man that is this week being dubbed Manx Football's Roy Keane, Tom Kirby.
Glad to be here for a second time. I'm glad.
Yeah, well, we nearly cancelled after first week after you last.
I just feel honoured to be back, to be honest.
I think we should point out it's Roy Keane's punditry, not as a player.
Although I compare myself as a player as well. No. I think I had similar attributes. Maybe.
No. You ended any careers?
Not quite, not yet.
That's quite honest.
Yeah, I don't mean anyone in particular.
I think we should point out at this point, the podcast is in no way responsible for Tom Kofi's activities on or off the football pitch. Joining us three this week is FC Alaman aficionado, Sam Turton.
Hello.
Understated as always, Sam, how are you?
Yeah, middling. Yeah.
Middling, oh nice. And Colby Diarist, Adam Morton. How are you, Adam?
Not bad, thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, first time on the podcast. How are you feeling?
Yeah, a bit nervous, actually. A bit shaky, but I should be all right as long as I talk about the Southern clubs. I'll stick to that.
You're our Southern football expert.
Yeah.
We were talking about 4-5-1 last week, didn't we, Dave? And Adam was very busy with that, wasn't he?
He was. You did a great job, mate.
Thanks very much.
It's great.
That's not what you told me.
Good to have some insight from the Southern clubs.
I know.
I
feel a bit underrepresented, so that's what I'm here for.
Oh, controversial. You're saying the media aren't doing enough for the Southern clubs?
That's what I think, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm here to do. There we go.
Well, if you've got any comments about that, please do not get in touch. They will be ignored. But yes, I'm only joking. If you do want to get in touch, Dave, what's the best way? Our Twitter handle is?
Manx Footy Pods.
Well, remembered. I was just testing you there. Off the cuff, yeah.
Put me on the spot there.
We're on Instagram. We very rarely use it, do we?
Yeah, same handle, and then obviously we've got the sports desk as well. But
on that there, Facebook.
Oh yeah, that thing, bloody hell.
I think our MySpace page has been deleted though.
No.
Sad times.
I've still got Bebo though.
Have you?
No.
Oh, right. That would be a story and a half, wouldn't it? Right, let's look ahead to Saturday's action, starting off in the Cadolife Premier League, and with a cheeky 1:45 PM kickoff, Dave.
Absolutely. We've got St Mary's versus Rushen down at the bowl. Obviously, FC Alaman are in action at the bowl later on in the day, so it's an early kickoff. This should be a good game. St Mary's, I watched them last week against St John's, and they were far too strong for an understrength St John's. So, yeah, they'll go into this in confident mood.
Yeah, 6-0. I don't think any of us predicted that last week.
No.
If we look back and join the three of you who watched this on YouTube last week, I think we all said it was going to be a close game.
Yeah, and I've got to say, you know, St John's were missing a few players. Obviously, Dean Leese was in FC Alaman action. They didn't have their full strength squad out. But St Mary's, they were just too ruthless. Adam Adebayi in particular got a hat trick. It'll be interesting to see whether they can keep that form going against what should on paper be a bit of a tougher game against Rushen, I think.
Well, yeah.
It was a bit of a baptism of fire last week for Rushen, wasn't it, with Andrew Moody coming in for the first time. Got beaten 6-1, and he won 22 games out of 22 for the Combi last year.
I wasn't going to mention that, Adam. You know, you're saying we're giving the Southern clubs a bit of our time, but yeah, again, last week we all said Corinthians rushing. I think across the board, that'll be a nice tight game. And what was the scoreline, Adam?
6-1.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, rushing. Now, Ian Dowie, famously of bounce back ability, the Rushen lads will be looking for that this week, won't they? Because that's not the best way to start a season. I know they had man sent off, didn't they? I think Andrew Blake was sent off halfway through.
Ashley Blake, I think it was just after half time. I think was it?
Yeah. Yeah. So they were down to 10 men, and I think it was just quite close before that point.
I think it was 2-1 at that point. And to be fair, I mean the Corinthians keeper Adam Killian had to pull off a good few saves. So it wasn't all completely one sided there. So
Chester Bell got the score sheet as well. They've been pressed in the
The Charity Shield. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I put David marked him out as a marked man the other week, didn't you?
Yeah, and Sam did as well. Yeah.
And was he playing in the juniors last night? The under 18s.
He got a goal.
He was saw Hattie's tweets.
Hattie doing 18s as well. He's just never at home, is he?
He's everywhere.
He's not getting good use out of that Guinness machine, whatever he's bought. Is he? He's always at the house.
I assume he got evicted years ago. He's just living in his car.
I assume he'll be listening as well, so we need to get him on at some point, of course.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah. Last time me and Dave did, we did an outside broadcast with Hattie last time, do you remember?
Oh, it was wonderful.
In the Sunken Gardens, while they were still finishing the prom.
Yeah.
I recommend if you have a spare hour on your hands, go back and listen to it, because it does sound like a bit of pirate radio.
It does. If you don't mind the sound of roadworks in the background, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, if you're a keen Seagull fan.
Well, that as well.
I think at one point the Rushen lads actually walked past, didn't they?
I think it was Mikey Williams and Matty Lamb, is that right?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, but anyway. So St Mary's Rushen this week, lads. Home win, Sam?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
You don't sound as convinced as you.
Well, you never know with Rushden, do you? Because I think Rushden have an element of Man United about them. That we all sort of think that, you know, there's still a great team there, and there is a good team there. But I just think that, yeah, Marys will probably do them. But you never know. It's Manx football, after all.
Adam?
I think they will have knocked them last week, Rushden, so I think home win.
Dave?
Southern traitor. St Mary's. 2-3-1 for me, I think.
Tom?
I'm going to go St Mary's as well. I think the Railway Cup, they could be going in the Railway Cup this year, top four. I think they look really strong.
I'm going to sit on the Memorial fence. I'm going to go for a draw. I think Rushden will be stung into action, Adam. I've got more faith in them than you.
Right, yeah.
So I think this will be a draw. So that kicks off at 1:45 at the Bowl at the National Stadium. Where should we go next, Dave? Let's talk about the early season six-pointer, as we have this man in the studio, as always. Brad Moran. Now, how would you describe Moran's start to the season last week, Tom?
Below average is what I'd say to that. I think we weren't at the races, and we were playing against a very, very good team.
If we rewind 7 days and look at what we had, and, you know, the build-up to the game, everyone sort of said Laxey, good win. Yep. You said Moran.
I said Moran. I had to stick with my club, and we weren't very good. I think Laxey were really strong as well. I think everyone will struggle against Laxey. It won't just be us. And, the team they've assembled looked quite strong. I remember the first minute of the game, Cam Avery kicked the ball out of play, and I thought he was set up to have a howler, but he seemed to ride the wave and did well. And they were allowed in the Crosby after the game, you'll be glad to know. So I've calmed down massively from last week, really.
I have seen actual pictorial evidence of them in the Crosby.
Exactly, yeah. Me giving them Cam a bit of a word. But no, I'm not. I've calmed down. Maybe I just need to get it all off my chest to them. Maybe that's what it is.
So Sam, you were there as well at the playing fields last week. Laxey, that good or Moran that poor?
Be careful what you say here, Sam.
I don't drink in the Crosby. Bit of column A, bit of column B. I think, to be fair to Moran, they had players missing who were off winning their game of cricket.
Yep.
So it's fair. But, I mean, Laxey just, throughout that whole team, they just had a quality setup. I mean, Glenn Walker made a really smart save. You had Cameron Avery's long throw is obviously a potent weapon, which Moran know all too much about.
Rory's comment was it's only Cam Avery was there to clear it, which would have been handy.
The Heart of the North Rory Pool really sort of nailed that one, didn't
he? Yeah. So.
But I just thought, Laxey's a whole, I mean, I think I was chatting to Johnny and he just said they're not actually clicking yet, is the weird thing. Like, as mad as it sounds, they won 7-0 and Tom Crean was great. But Garty and Brody Patience in the middle, they still were just sort of doing a similar thing. And you just look at that, if they can get settled between them two and then the team around them, they are gonna be very difficult to beat.
Dave, obviously everyone pricked them pretty much quite a lot picked them to finish top come May. It's looking good, isn't it? And again, I don't wish to rub further salt into Tom's wounds, but the Combi won 9-0 as well, which shows they've got a bit of strength and depth,
though. Yeah, as expected. I think, obviously, once like people go back to uni and things like that, and Tom Crear's involved in FC Almaty, it's going to be interesting to see how that squad holds up then, both of those squads. But for now, the signs look really good.
Speaking to Palmer as well, unlike Daniel Bell at Peel, he's very happy for people to tip Laxey to win the league. I think he did it himself. So
he said on Saturday he likes having a target on their back because he says to the lads, this is what people expect from you, go out and do it.
Yeah, but we did have a chat about FCL Man. He said it would be frustrating if he assembles this squad and makes the squad good and then it comes to the time where FCL Man start nabbing their players. I can see how that would be frustrating for him. So,
but surely that's all on the plate though, isn't it? If we're being brutally honest, it's not as if Jonesy goes, Tom, you've been playing well for Moran Combi, the 10 minutes you're getting off the bench every week. Do you fancy coming away with us? And it's up to you then, isn't it?
I'd turn it down, 100%.
Yeah, so if the players, though, that's every individual player's right. Yeah. We've already, I think we discussed last week, Lee Gale has said he's going to concentrate on Peel this year. And that's fine, he's played for FC Ireland, he knows what the experience is like, and he's making that choice. But no one is putting a gun to their head and saying, come on.
And I get that, but at the same time, people are choosing to play for FC Ireland because it is almost an honour, isn't it? It's like you're representing the island, it's quite a nice thing to do. But I can see how it's frustrating from a manager's perspective because you can't stop someone playing, so Palmer can't say to someone, don't go. Mm. And it's almost, I feel like, the better Laxey do, the more that the players could end up going, you could have more people down.
I do take your point, but I think, as we've alluded to, they do seem to have a bit of strength in that.
They do, and the Combi had, was it Dave Reynolds playing?
Yeah.
So, like, and our Combi was, obviously, as you say, the cricket, our Combi was quite week anyway. So the turn up at Laxey, like, we were just happy to get that type of game out the way early. Away at Laxey will be a tough game for everyone.
Yeah.
So you get that out of the way first game. You've got a few nicer games to come.
So did you fancy your chances of getting something against?
So Braddon, this is the, as you say, a 6-pointer. It probably is a must win, really, because the Laxey game was poor, and you wanna start the season well. So I think Braddon, they did well as well, obviously beating Royals 3-2 last week.
Yeah.
So I think Braddon's, it's a really big game. Apparently they've got quite a young squad. We have a lot of numbers back based on availability. So I think I'd back us to turn it around, but I don't really know much about Braddon, so we'll just find wait and see till Saturday.
Well, there's been some murmurings that you might make a first team appearance this week.
I don't think we're that desperate.
goals potentially have been a bit of an issue in the past from around.
Yeah.
Is Brewy looking at different options?
Certainly different options. There's a young lad that Andy might know.
I'm not going to put any pressure on him, because he said he threatened to listen to the podcast if we mentioned him. So you know, not that he would listen anyway.
Yeah,
my son Hugo has been. You managed to coerce him into football, haven't you?
Yeah, I've talked him into it, which it wasn't too much convincing. I think he just looked
just likes getting out of the house. Well, make him do jobs otherwise.
And I think he's probably looked at all the other clubs and thought Moran's the club for me, like most people should.
You offered him something others didn't.
Monkey brains.
Well, the initiation on Saturday is going to come, but he trained on Tuesday. He gave Nick Court flashbacks of Tom Career, because Tom Career scored 4. It was quite Court couldn't keep them out, but he's got quite a nice, he can finish the ball. So I don't know, who knows? I think he'll probably be in the combi this week, but it'll be a good start for him. And
but you saw, is it Reese Westwell? Is the other
Reese Westwell's the other striker, but that man can't score. He won't mind me saying that, because I'm his mate. That man can't put the ball in the net, so we need a striker, really, and Hugo could be the man to maybe.
So we were saying Moran obviously struggling for goals a little bit. Braddon, an unknown quantity at this level yet. Dave, they didn't play last Saturday, did they?
They did.
Obviously. So that's a great. They're going to be high on confidence. You scored for them last weekend.
Thomas Healy, Daniel Kinraid, and Callum Holden.
All youngsters.
Yeah. So again, the future.
Callum Holden was top scorer last year.
Was, yeah. Kinder's always good for a goal or two. So yeah, they a good result that, and obviously early in the season we don't know quite how strong Royal are, but you know that's a vital to get the points on the board.
Thinking, if Braddon do go on to beat us, to beat Moran, it'll be a great start to the season for them, won't it? Two games probably in and around them, just come up from the second division. It's like 6 points early on, that could be huge. I remember like teams only. I don't know what the figure you want to get to try to stay up, but
it's got more. It used to be around 10, 12 points.
Yeah, now
it's high. Well, I think I can't remember. Yeah, maybe
16, 17 points last year, I think it was.
Which is higher than it used to be. So, predictions. Sam?
Braddon.
Adam?
With Hugo up front, Moran.
Oh!
He's taking Hugo for a start.
He needs a game in the combi.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or chuck him in the deep end and see he gets on.
No, I think Moran will win this one. It's going to be close, but I hope Moran.
I'll slip you that tenner later, Dave. Cheers. No, I'll go Moran.
I'm going to vote another on the fence. Yeah. I think this could be a classic Manx football scoreline. This
5-4,
4-5, 4-4. It seems defence is, you know, the Braddon's conceded a couple last week. You conceded several last week.
Good players, by the way.
Do you think if you lose, Tom, you're bang in trouble, or is it too early to say?
I think it's too early to say. We do this every season. We start terribly, no matter who we play. We pick up towards Christmas. It happens every time. I don't know what it is.
I'm so glad you don't give the speech at the start of the season. All right, lads, don't forget, we've got nothing till Christmas.
But we start poorly most of the time. So I think we'll be okay. We don't want to be looking around there anyway. We want to kind of be looking upwards, don't you? So who knows? But this is a big, big game this Saturday. So I'll be down watching, or in the combi most likely.
We've talked about Laxey already. They're at home to Union Mills. Sam Mills, one of the surprise packages of the last season. One of the three teams that Dave finished third last year. Mills, they lost to the other team that Dave said has finished third last year, Ramsey, in a close game at Gary Moore. I think we all said it was going to be close, but they'll be eager to get bounced back, but it's going to be hard against Laxey, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I know Mills against... I mean, Ramsey, I think, can actually still do something this year, but we'll come to that later. But I think Mills lost last week. Very difficult game this week. If... I don't want to be rude, but I think if they could get out of a low score, they'd be happy.
Right.
If they can get a point, it'd be great, but I just can't see them. I can't see them beating Laxey. I can't see anybody beating Laxey.
And they get a goal?
Yeah, they will. They'll get something. I mean, they've still got, you know, last season they banged in goals. Mm-hmm. Scoring wasn't actually their problem last year; it was at the other end. So, I think if they can, they'll get a couple of chances and they'll take a couple of chances. I mean, you never know, if they get a couple early on, then it'd be a lot more it'd be a hell of a game down there.
So yeah, it'd be interesting to see whether Luke Booth is back in the first team. He was in the Combi last week and scored, so I don't know what the chances are of him being back in the first team. He was their chief goal getter last year, so if he's there, you never know. You can't discount them.
Although for Laxey, Cam is away.
So, oh.
Yeah, he's not playing this week. I think he just brought his holiday forward just so he could play against Brown. He didn't look like he was shying away from the game. But yeah, he's off on his travels with the family, so...
I think Tom Cowan's missing as well.
Yeah, he's been ill as well, so maybe Laxey might be not as strong. Seems like they just put a good team out last week and they don't really care about the rest of the season.
So Dave?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Adam?
A lot tougher opposition this week, so I'm going to have to go with Laxey.
Yeah, Laxey.
I saw that look. elsewhere in the Candlelight Premier League on Saturday, of course, we're still in the half two kickoff, apart from the 1:45, which we've already mentioned. We see Corinthians host Peel in what looks like a mouth-watering tie, Dave Norton.
It does, I mean...
And that's just not because of Karen's baths.
Well, they are, good. So me and Sam watched these two play in the Charity Shield. Very close game. Could have gone either way if it wasn't for Paul Whitehead. Late two-goal salvo in the injury time. So again, I think it's going to be equally close. I don't think either side really had the best of pre-seasons, so they're still sort of feeling their way into the campaign, but... I think Peel will probably just about edge this one.
Big shot in the arm, though, that result last week, Sam. You've got to say at home as well. Bella Fletcher, I know, Tom, you've talked about home advantage. It does come into play a little bit, doesn't it?
I think it's very important in Manx football.
It does mean, let's face it, none of us saw Corinthians getting that result.
No.
I mean, Josh Kane, hat-trick, Chestwell got a goal. I think even Phil Kelly scored, didn't he?
So, did he?
Which is like,
wow, even Phil Kelly.
One of the signs of the Manx football.
Sony Hibbett of Manx football.
So it's it's a hell of a game actually. Potentially, I mean, the Charity Shield we watched wasn't either team at their best by any shout. And I said, yeah, it's that. I really don't know how to call it. I'm going to join you on the fence.
Join me on the fence, Adam. Obviously,
I will also join on the fence. Both big wins last week, so yeah. I think it's going to be a tight one.
Does it a positive result for either side make that much of a difference this early in the season, Dave?
Momentum's key, and obviously you want to build that up as quickly as you can, but it's not the end of the world if they lose it, really. There's plenty of time to recover. So, but I think we're going to have to start calling it the Andy Dalrymple
I'm going to put another one. I really do think this is going to be a draw. I just feel it'll be tight early doors. If Peel get their noses in front, I think they potentially, just a bit more streetwise, aren't they? It's a young Corinthians side, may run away with it a little bit, but I don't know. What do you think, Tom?
I think Peel will comfortably win.
Comfortably win?
Yeah.
You heard it here from Roy Keane first. Just over the, well, I say over the road, sort of over the road, down the hill, up the hill, just on the right. St George's take on Douglas Royal. St George's were at the hands of Peel's defeat last week, Dave. They'll be keen to bounce back from that. Because, you know, they have such a high standard amongst themselves, don't they?
A lot's been said about Geordies the last few weeks, whether they'll have the first team, whether they won't. But, you know, they've done it. And, you know, I think now they've got a core group of players there, which if they can keep them coming out every single week, they'll be all right. Royal, again, like I said before, we don't really know too much about them this early on in the season. Max Shirley scored twice for them last week. I was chatting to Dave Corlett from Laxey, and he says he's a very, very good player. He's been involved in FC Alamance, so he'll be one to watch out for. But this is going to be a close game, but I think Geordies might just sneak it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Geordies in this one. I'm off the fence for this one.
Absolutely.
Just be, you might have noticed, if you're watching on YouTube in a glorious Technicolor, I've got my Julian Ringham shirt in. Just turn it round, Tom, just so everyone can see. It's a full.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh.
Julian, though, that's an XL. Julian's not a big lad, is it? It must have absolutely swamped him back.
It was
in
like
the
a typical 90s over like, baggy top, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that still been washed since last time you wore it?
Well, it has, but I don't know what the random stain is under. Also, who the chuffer Pro Star?
Yeah, that's true. I've not heard of them.
Then when you look above and you see Adidas knocking out a maroon kit.
Exactly. Or even a nicer one here, we've got an Umbro.
Umbro one.
I've got a few more on there. They'll come out in later podcasts. Keep listening.
So I'm going to go for Geordies. Sam?
It depends on the FC Man squad.
Ooh.
If Ben Wilkinson's playing for the Ravens, I can see there being enough from Royals to get something out of that game.
Okay.
If it affects the game before, if it's probably Adam or Ben. So if Adam's in the Ravens team, I'm going to back Peel to win that one and jump back off the fence. However, if Ben's playing in this week, I'm going to say Royals.
Speaking far too much sense, it's
we don't
do that here.
I think losing so tightly to Bradham last week would be a big knock on, because that team's going to be around them, isn't it? So I think that's going to be a big knock on confidence. So I think they're gonna lose that one.
So you're Geordie's
rolling. Yeah, Geordie's just, yeah.
The final goal in the top flight this weekend says Ayr United welcome St John's up into Andreas. It were mentioned in the bracket of title contenders. Again, it's easy for me to say that. Title contenders, Dave, this season. This would be a good testing point for that, won't it?
Yeah, well, and I think, I know we used the term last week, but they've got the band back together. I was chatting to Harry Weatherall, who was down watching the St Mary's St John's game.
Bit of scouting?
but he was, yeah, very confident. I think you've got, Sean Kelly, Johnny Shields, you've got all those guys back, and they've got, was it Chris Duggan from Ramsey? So they've got a bolstered squad from what was already a good team anyway. What Harry was saying was they're slightly changing their playing style this season, so it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
Yeah, the raised eyebrows from Tom shows you how unheard of that is.
Changing the playing style. Yeah, what does that mean?
Who knows?
Someone tell that to Kia Morris.
What's
So yeah, but I mean, if they could put out those players, they're going to be too strong. It'd be interesting to see how St John's bounce back after last week, though, because they need to start getting results pretty quickly, I think.
Home win, Sam?
Yeah.
Adam?
I agree.
Tom? Yeah, I'd go Ayr. I think I still put them top of the league, so I think I'll go with Ayr.
Okay, right. JCK Division 2 is not JCK Division 2 anymore. Yeah, I keep saying it. How long was it, JCK?
It's how long is Jimmy Cumming paying you, mate?
It's muscle memory.
3 points in the bolt together.
You said Carl in Premier League the other week.
Black label. DPS Limited Division 2. Sorry, lads. See, there's five games in store this weekend. We've got to start in the deep south, haven't we? With our man in the studio with us this week, Colby Jims. Adam, home win?
That was a big win last week. Yeah, it has to be a home win after that away performance and win last week. They were 1-0 down early on. Managed to win it somehow. Paul Whitley scoring on his debut as well.
So is that Paul X Onken and Douglas Royal legend?
Yeah,
Steve's brother. Yeah.
So for some reason he decided to join Colby, he scored his debut and a great comeback win. So yeah, I'm feeling.
Colby all of a sudden on a title charge, Adam.
Well, potentially, you never know.
Did the team have any aims at the onset of the season? Were they looking top four or were they?
Top four is always sort of the ambitious aim, but I think for Colby probably mid-table the season's probably the best shout, to be honest.
Year of transition.
Yeah.
Pretty much every club in the Allemans.
They brought the band back together though. They brought some old players back.
You were telling me Carl Hickey's back, who he was leading goal scorer in Europe at one point a couple of seasons ago, wasn't he?
Is that right?
Yeah. He was running Haaland for a run. He scored I'm not going to, because did you play in that match? Were you there when they played Govs and he scored like 8 or something?
I was there.
Yeah.
You were goal, Sam.
No, I didn't play in it, I was there.
So he's playing again, isn't he? After injury.
And one of the old players has come back as well, Dave Caldwell, who I used to play with when I was in the under-18s as well. He's back and he scored the winner last weekend. So yeah, it's looking good. The old boys are back. The old boys are back in town.
Jim's obviously in March, I think. It didn't look great for Jim's, but they've managed to rally round. They've got two squads this season. Alex Mazzotta, club legend, is in charge of the first team. Can they get anything out of this, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, the unknown quantity, it's their first game of the season, so don't really know how they're going to shape up, to be honest. They seem to be pretty positive on social media. They're talking it up a bit, and good on them. As you say, they've managed to get the two teams out. So, it's going to be tough for them, though. I think Colby will just get the points in this one.
Adam? Adam. JCK?
I'd go Colby. Yeah, I'll back Adam.
Tails are up after last weekend, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you anything else to add to that?
No, I don't really know enough about it. So I don't want to say anything that I don't regret.
Sam?
Yeah, go on. Let's go for a Colby win, I guess.
I'm going to go Colby win. I think Adam's passion is infectious, isn't it?
They weren't happy down at Station Fields last week about your comments last week, by the way.
My comments?
Well, everybody's comments.
Team talk. We were aiming for the
most hated club. They would like to know
that
why.
Would value the troops if someone said
everyone
that.
Everyone would like to know why. It's just the thing.
Can you find out why they're so hated?
Yeah. I mean, I can ask them, but I'm not sure they'd know, would they?
Or they might. They might be laughing about it. So,
to be fair, Millwall have got like a whole merchandise and range off it, so you could turn it to your advantage.
Yeah.
Just start letting people's tyres down and maybe make the toilet out of use in the visiting the end. But yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go. So we've all gone Colby. Yeah. Anyone going Jim's? No. It's not a good one for Jim's fans.
Sorry.
Right, well. Where else we got this weekend? We've got Onken taking on Douglaston District at the Niverson Stadium, the spiritual home of stock car racing. We're going to start with the Onken boys, Sam. Onken win?
Yeah. I've got to provide some sort of reason. Yeah, they will. Yeah. They'll be grand, yeah. I think they've started off well last week. They'll top of the two, aren't they?
Yes, and so they've lost Tom Creer, but they got Adam Culligan, and he got four on his debut as well.
They pulled off the coup of the Manx football transfer window. So. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Yeah. There are a lot of rumours going around that Steve Whitley has joined. Is that confirmed?
It is, yeah. He's on the registration, so he could be turning up this week.
Wow.
That's a sign.
It's like, do you remember when that rumour that Bale was going to sign for like Cardiff?
And then he decided he just wanted to play golf.
Yeah.
Then Aaron Ramsey.
Steve Whitley played golf. Might do that, yeah.
Go up King Eddie's. Maybe when they said he's going to sign for a club in Onken, it was actually King Edward Bay Golf. Yeah.
So Onken win.
Adam?
D&D got a decent result last week, I think, because I think Willie were going to be right up there and they drew 2-1 with them. But Onken are just too strong, I think. So, yeah, Onken win.
Yeah, speaking of D&D, you've got to give mention to, is it Dan Shuttleworth?
He
got a bad injury last week, didn't he? A double leg fracture. Mm. So all the best for a speedy recovery for him. Yeah,
best wishes to them.
Yeah, it's horrible that.
Not what you want to see. First game of the season as well. It must be a
while coming back as well.
Yeah. And get well soon, Danny.
Yeah. I'm going to go Onken, but I think D&D, they always put up a fight, don't they?
And we say this every year, but they're always capable of pulling off big results each season. And I'll have to increase that now that I went to D&D end of season 2 last year. I'll have to say they're a better side.
Is that all it takes to take Dave Norton to the pitch?
Oh, he's easily bought.
You get him one monkey brain and Morano win the league next year.
Team of the week is totally different to when Dave puts it in the paper. Did you not see all the brown envelopes coming on Monday?
I noticed them. I go down to the reception, I see them all coming in.
His rate's gone up, it's now £5.
Pushing the boat out.
What do you think, Tom?
I'm going to go Onken. It's a home win, Division Stadium, the crowd will be loud. So
the crowd will be loud.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
Scream if you
They've
want to.
They've got that whole stadium, you'd think they'd fill it.
Whole stadium?
Yeah.
It's like one stand.
No, there's two, isn't there?
There's two stands.
Exactly. Yeah.
One's nowhere near the pitch.
To be fair, neither of them are anywhere near the pitch.
The one that's next to the pitch.
I'm just trying to give some praise to a
I don't know, it'd be interesting to see what I reckon that the older one is probably closer to the pitch at some point.
Right, we're gonna send you with a measuring tape and your phone and we'll crawl.
You just get Quirky out to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Or anyone involved with Onken, please tell us which stand is closest to the playing field.
I'm willing to take the corner.
But we want it actually on the pitch, not to the grass.
No, not to the grass, no. I want it actually.
I was just trying to praise Onken's pitch because I gave so much stuff to Rycob pitch last week.
Foxdale as well.
Rycob.
They proper bit on that one.
Rory wasn't happy, was he?
So I quite liked your new suggestion.
I think it's worth it. Might be 20 years, 30 years.
Well, we'll talk about them now. There's a derby tie of sorts. They go to Michael United this week. Michael, who we all talked up last week, and let us down a little bit.
But I think they did have a few missing, so I'm not sure on that. But I think I was told that they had a few missing and Foxdale pulled something out. I don't know where that came from. Because Michael Sloan and Barton were both in the team. Foxdale might. But you know how we always say they're the nearly men. Maybe they're thinking maybe Chatwood comes back in at Christmas. Maybe they're thinking who knows. Mm-hmm. Foxdale might. It might be their season. Unlikely, but it might be.
There's a tremendous picture you've put up. You think Youthy's new pitch should be on the end of the pier?
I do. The end of the pier. I think. They can't stay at the school, can they? So,
yeah.
Sorry, boy.
So, are they going to win this week?
I'm going to go with the Michael win. I've put them top of the league, so I'd like to think that the first game of the season it's just a blip. Maybe they're getting used to things. Michael Cole has a bit of a word with them. Says we need to push on, and what's their pitch? Ballalera Road, isn't it?
Blair.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'd say the most westerly pitch in Manx football, probably right. It's pretty much kissing the coast.
It'd be interesting that on where exactly Russians lines up, because the island's not at the angle everyone thinks it is. That's one to find out for next week. Stay tuned.
Okay. Dave, Michael Wynn.
I'm going to sit on the fence. I think this might be a draw, you know. I think Youth might surprise a few people. Yeah, as you say, they both lost last week, so they're just finding their feet. So I'm going to go with the draw.
Adam?
Rykov got the hardest game of the season out of the way last weekend. But I think, yeah, Michael went just this weekend, yeah.
It's a suspicious noise coming from there.
No.
Sam? Well, Thumper's left. there's a fire in a well. There's a child in a well somewhere.
I'm going to go. I think Rykov are going to be inspired that they need to achieve promotion so they can get bought out by a Saudi investment group and achieve their goal of playing at the Rory Poole Memorial Stadium on the end of Ramsey Pier.
I think it's perfect.
So I think.
But they might be saying sorry to the school, might they? They might be. That'd be quite sad.
Well, possibly, but I just think the possibility of playing at the end of the pier is too good. That's so I'm going to go for a Rykov away win.
Rykov away. I'm going Michael. I tip them. I'm going to go with it. I'm going.
Sam Green's the goal I'm going to go for as well.
Yeah. Cast Sam, Paul Rose, Dave down at the other stadium of the Cast Sam Stadium.
Yes.
It looks a home win to me, this one.
Yeah, it does. Cast Sam got off to a good start, 4-2 against Old Boys last week. So, again, that, in theory, could have been one of their hardest games of the season. That was at Blackby Lane, so Danny Lane was amongst the goals. So they'll be confident with that one. And he said, I'm going to say.
He said it was the best game he's ever been involved in, Danny Lane.
Wow!
Yeah. They were 2-1 down until late, and then they scored an equaliser and then got 2 more in the stoppage time.
That's good. To be fair, it is a good test against Old Boys at home, away, to be honest. So, Sam, home win for Castown?
Yeah, I said it'd be nice to Sam Palmer again this week, so let's go for it. Castown.
There's too many people. Which been too. Come on, Roy.
Okay, I'm going to get Paul Rose. Come on, Pulley.
I'm going draw because they've got a few players out. Danny's not available. Cardi's not available.
Does Danny know he's my pick for player goals throughout the season? He's missing the games for what? Where's he gone?
He's gone away with his girlfriend.
It's not really good enough. His girlfriend as well. Yeah. Saturdays of football.
So are you getting draw?
I'm going draw. Yeah.
Pulley lost to Wonkin last week. It was always going to be a tough game. I think it was 8-2. Dave, was that right?
Yes, it was. Yeah, 8-2. So
what are we thinking this week? Similar scoreline or Wonkin?
I think Castan will win this. Mention those, Pulley.
Yes,
they have got a special event this weekend. They got the Kevin Cowan Memorial Tournament, haven't they?
Yeah.
On Sunday, 1:00 down at Groves Road.
Yeah.
I think it's
Springfield Road.
Groves Road on the poster. On the poster, said it was. I could be wrong.
In that area.
Vicinity. Basically £10 in, and all money goes to, I think it's a hospice, I think it is.
Yep.
So great cause in memory of a great guy. So if anyone is available, get involved.
Final game this weekend sees Govs Athletic take on Cook Foxdale. Right, now, do we know where this match is?
We don't.
Well, we've got a bit of an issue. Brett told me that Govs are playing in Nobles Park.
This is Brett Kitchen, Govs captain.
Yeah, told me that they're playing in Nobles Park.
Yeah, Adam can add to this.
Colby committee said that they're not playing at Station Fields this season.
Dave, you spoke to the FA, they said.
They weren't sure. As far as they were aware, it was still at Colby, but they're going to investigate and find out.
Tom, you got anything to add?
I don't care.
It's not really helpful, though, because people, you can't hedge your bets with this one, really. It's either Colby or Nobles Park.
Yeah.
So you're going to have, is it like, you know when the Premier League goes down to the last day, the other Premier League, not the best one, the one in England, do they, you know, where they have to position a trophy, like say when Liverpool and City are going for it, and they have to position it in Warrington, just in case.
Have the helicopter ready, yeah.
Is it going to be a bit like we're telling people just to sort of get themselves to about St Mark's or Santon?
And sit on standby and wait.
Yeah, and wait. And then Dave will tweet it when Kev from the FA lets him know.
Yeah.
Basically, the Fox Stars are going to be sat outside like Peter and Wingy.
Yeah.
Trying to get into Colby. And they're like,
where would you rather play? Ooh. That's the big question.
I'd definitely drive play at Colby. Nobles Park's a mess.
But I love the changing rooms.
Exactly.
Change rooms are great.
Aren't they really far away from the pitch? No. Is it like a big walk?
It's the opposite end of the park.
It is the opposite end of the park. There's a big walk. It's too long.
And then
it's
called like
a warm-up. It's too long. I criticised the Rykov last week. That's not that long of a walk.
No, the pitch isn't flat. The lines aren't straight.
No, there's a tree in the way. There's roads right there. The amount of times the ball is on the road.
If you want good facilities, and Station Fields is the place to be.
Yeah, but it's all the way downtown, I think, Colby, which no one wants to go to. So, I don't know. I'd say I'd rather play Nobles Park.
Right. Do you think this will bear have an effect on what the result though?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nobles Park is very different to the station. Station Fields actually got good facilities. I do actually think that could make a difference.
So, in what team's favour though?
Probably more into Governor's favour.
But Foxtel pitch is quite tight.
Yeah, it's terrible as well, isn't it? So maybe it'll just not change. Maybe both teams would rather play on a worse pitch.
So it might just even it out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go for footballing reasons. Okay. And the Govs have brought in some.
Oh yeah, they've brought in a lot of players.
Who were the four this week that they were teasing on?
Dunner's come in. Pony.
Pony.
Can't remember his name.
Yeah, but his nickname is Pony. I saw him.
Quirky is back again.
How old's Quirky?
Theo Walcott is always full of potential.
Are we going with Governors because he's back?
I'm
going.
Why not?
I'm Governors.
I think they've brought in some decent lads. They've got. Obviously, Colin Chamber over on two teams. They've got a really good setup there. They've got, with the lads that have come in, I think Govs will have too much and get it over the line.
Adam?
Govs didn't play last week, did they?
No.
So they press legs, Govs. There you go.
That Fox still had a week
our
to work.
Our punditry reasons are getting weaker. And weaker
yes, they are.
Fresh off, hot off the press, Govs have just tweeted that it's at Colby.
Oh!
Wow.
It's at Colby? Controversial.
I'll watch both then. While I'm down there.
Can do better tell Adam put the hot water on that.
I'm going to go Foxtel though.
Foxtel?
I just think after last week beating Michael, that'd be huge for them. So I think it'll.
I think as much as I'd love Quirker to get a win on his debut, you might in the combi. To be fair, Foxtel combi aren't looking too healthy this.
Oh no, they're terrible as well. So
if he turns out for them, I think he could get his 3 points. I'm going to go Foxtel, Dave.
Yeah, Foxtel for me.
You heard it here first. Foxtel to beat 57-year-old. What's his first? Stephen Quirk? Steve Quirk. That's fantastic.
It is. It's what Manx football's all about.
How many appearances does he have?
How many clubs has he played for?
He's nearly as old as Peter Lewis.
I think you mean ageist now.
I'm not being ageist, but they must be. Hang on. How old was the Silver Fox when he played for?
It was in the 70s. I'm convinced of it. I swear he played for Foxdale Combi when he was in the 70s.
Dudley Butt turned out for, I mean, admittedly in a charity game, but Dudley Butt turned out for that stuff.
Charity games don't count, sorry.
We want to know, right, who is the oldest player that's played for your clubs? Adam, you find out this week. I want you to find out if we're around.
I think Fox.
Everyone
be
else, tweet us, and we'll try and put a comprehensive list together.
Nigel Goldsmith at Goldby, that'll be the one.
How old is he?
Oh, I reckon he's in his 50s, late 50s now.
Basil played for them as well. Ian Kelly back in the day when Josh was breaking through at 18. But I don't know. But Basil still was an absolute machine at that point, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a chest like a barrel.
You heard it here.
Yeah. Right, Dave. talking with hearing aid first. Combi Corner.
Oh, dear. My favourite, not favourite.
I've thrown this right on you because you've been at Landscape Gardening this afternoon and you came back into the office and they said, we're doing Combi Corner in 2 minutes. And you went, oh.
So it's just going to be...
You're just going to read the results.
Yeah, I pretty much am, yeah.
Enjoy this, guys.
Yeah.
Absolute gold.
Hello, we've got Sam here to do the classified results check. I think he's got the better voice for this.
No, I don't think
he's getting away with it.
We bring that in mid-weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I've got 8 months to prepare for
that. Right, okay. So, Laxey were the biggest winners. They won 9-0 against Brown. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah.
Jack Keelan got 4 goals. Michael Fernandez down in the combi got a couple. And Greg Kelly, Caleb Christian and Cam Nelson got the others. We also had Union Mills with 4-2 winners against Ramsey. Carl Urin led the way with a hat-trick in that. And Luke Booth also got one, as we mentioned before. Rushham were 2-0 winners against Quinthians, thanks to goals from Chris Shimmer and Luke Roberts. St Mary's made it a 6-point Saturday. They got a 2-1 win over St John's, thanks to goals from Will Bergfist and Joe Canepa. And who else have we got? Braddon were 4-0 winners against Douglas Royal, with Connor Dempsey getting 2, plus goals from Liam Patton and Will Tier.
Connor back for the Swans after another spell away.
That's it. It'll be interesting to see when he's up in the first team. So that'll be a big plus for them when he is. Combi 2. We had Douglas Athletic with 7-1 winners John McMullen got 4 goals, Richie McCann, Dan Pinnington and an own goal. Dan Pinnington, I wonder whether he still has the best beard in Manx football.
No,
it's a shame.
Who does?
I don't want to be on the spot, Tom.
It's a sore point, is it?
No, to be fair, he did have it. Do you know why I liked it?
Why?
Because it sort of changed like the leaves.
Yeah. Just what, colour-wise, or just drifted away?
I remember watching him one autumn day, and it was one sort of autumnal colour, and then the next week it was a slightly different one, and it was just amazing.
Well, you sound like you've got beard.
But I've seen a good beard. He played for St Mary's in pre-season, didn't he?
He did. So
I don't know. And his beard wasn't as bountiful as it once was.
Well, he needs to grow that back. Yeah. But either way, apparently...
Send in your pictures of your beards. That's just for personal consumption. It's nothing to do with the podcast.
Yeah. The biggest winners of the day in Combi 2 was Michael United. They won 9-0 against Foxtail. Tom Burnett got a hat-trick. There were braces for Chris Payden and Nathan Farragher, plus Corey Colster and Dom Parrish. Not a bad player to have in your combi, is he?
He's in his way back. He'll be in the first team soon enough.
Yeah, I assume so.
Would have thought so. All boys were also big winners. They won 7-1 against Castletown, but there were no details on their scorers, unfortunately.
Controversial. Let Dave know.
Terrible. Youthy was 6-3 winners against Colby. Ross Crawford got a hat-trick. Ryan Quigley... I can't pronounce his name. Adrian Scalabucha got the next one. Ben Harden as well. Sorry if that's bad pronunciation. Colby, it was Finlay Mulligan with 2 and Jake Onlad with 1. So there you go. Then Malou also, they lost 4-2 to D&D. I haven't got D&D scores here, but Jordan...
That's controversial. Where was that?
It's probably an oversight on my part. Sorry, Dave Matheson.
He won't be happy with you.
No, he never is anyway. Jordan Krippner and Mark Hargreaves got the goals for Malou. And there you go. That was lovely, wasn't it?
It was like
you know when you get in bed and it's a bit cold and there's like a warm blanket around your comfy corner. Everything's right in the world, isn't it?
It does feel like I've missed comfy corner.
Like I feel like you know when you get if we ever have a nuclear war, which is looking increasingly like with Vladimir, if we got the 30-second warning, I'd just fast forward the pod to comfy corner and sit under a desk and just think. I can go out like that.
Exactly. Life's not too bad.
It would make you nod off. Yeah, you fall asleep pretty quickly. So
I feel like I could get through and you could work with you.
Honestly,
talking about combination football.
I do think we need Sam reading the scores out. It's so much better.
Well, that'll be midweek.
He is a bit toast of London.
He's got the
husky voice.
You've got the Hamilton Academical look on.
DPS Limited Combination 2. Colby 3. Ramsey Youth Centre Up Boys 6.
Well, perfect. You've got the job, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe do that as a Patreon edition until the midweek could start.
My only Sam's offer.
Well, your voice is warm, Sam. FC Isle of Man update for this week. Obviously, they had 2 games since we've last podcasted, and then they're back at the bowl on Saturday.
Yeah, they've not had a good week. Just the 1 point out of the 2 games. Missed a chance to go third on Wednesday night. But Doyle got his 50th goal for the club, which. If you look at the injuries he's had over the past year, he's got back into full fitness over the summer. So hopefully he'll be firing again. And yeah, just think back at the ball, they need to get a result a little bit.
Who's your parents Saturday?
And you didn't want to ask. Doesn't know the opposition for Saturday. Brilliant.
Forgot.
Someone that
Prestwich plays. Hayes.
Dave Norman, FC Isle of Man fan as well.
Anyone else think that there's a lot of teams in that league that could be band names?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Prestwich Hayes, Litherland,
Rennet,
Remy's, or whatever they're called. Berry.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the kickoff time for the Berry game.
Yes, that's another half the press sort of thing, isn't it?
Yep.
So, because there's that many going off the island to go watch it that night.
Including yourself?
Including myself, yeah. Other famous celebrities will be on the boat, I'm told.
Such as?
Ray Shire.
Oh!
Wow.
Is he playing?
He could be. He's been tweeting about it, so who knows? He could be on it.
Yeah.
So, there's coaches going, obviously, off here onto the boat, and coach loads going from there to Bury. So, the club have agreed to move it back to 8 o'clock, just to give us all a bit of time to get through the Manchester and Liverpool rush showers.
Fantastic stuff. Dave, as warm and as cozy as Combi Corner, this is an equal highlight of my week. It's Dave reads the weather.
I think it needs to be changed to Adam reads the weather.
No,
don't try and palm it off, Dave. Yeah.
All right. Well, thankfully, Andy's actually provided me with the.
Because I knew you were going to be petulant and wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
why.
As you say, I was busy this afternoon, so it's kind of been thrust upon me. But yeah, so. According to Andy Dalrymple, it's dry with sunny intervals on Saturday with the best of the sunshine in the north and mist and fog patches affecting the south.
Get Adam's face.
I know, devastated.
Comforted here.
And light south or southwest winds and a highest temperature of 22 degrees.
22?
It's probably too hot.
Too hot.
I'd say it's too hot for football. Maybe a pub beer garden day.
what point does Manx Football break out that we're going to have a quick break after 20 minutes?
Oh, they did it in the St Mary's St John's game last week.
Yeah, and I refed a pre-season game around St John's, and 25 minutes I needed a drink, so I just blew the whistle, went
yeah,
over.
But that wasn't
that was a
water, was it?
That wasn't water, no. The bar was open at St John's that day, which was nice. So, speaking of bars, the prospect's open.
Oh, yeah, we need to get a move on. Good point. Right, thanks for listening this week, and thanks for the... There was quite a few listening last week. I was quite shocked, Sam.
Yeah, we got 198, just under the 200 on the YouTube.
Yeah, on the YouTube. and across on many podcast platforms. Have you listened to it on Alexa yet, Adam?
No.
Do it. It freaks the kids out when I do it. Daddy, you're in the radio! They don't even know what a radio is.
But we did have some good feedback, didn't we?
Oh, right. Well, I'll airdrop that to Sam. I played the podcast for my three-year-old son. And initially, he seemed quite taken with it. This was on YouTube. And then I made the mistake of asking him how it compared to Oxenauts.
There's only one winner, though.
There was only one winner, yeah. And it sadly wasn't the podcast. So, if you're watching the YouTube, you might have seen the clip already of where Hoekta says compares the Manx Football podcast to Oxenauts. So, but yes. Anyway, Adam, thanks for joining us this week. Have you enjoyed it?
Well, yeah, it's been great. Thanks for having me.
We'll have you probably watch every week now.
Does that mean I'm gone, or is he still like we're both...
I feel like five's nice.
Five's nice.
Six might be a bit much.
Six might be a push.
Four's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Three's okay.
Yeah.
Two's terrible.
Two's good.
Yeah. Me and Andy have seen too much of each other. Yeah.
And what about one?
A monologue. I did one on my own.
You've done your own.
Where did FC Man away? Yeah.
Oh, make it a good one.
No, just to be fair, I did, but there was interviews in it. It wasn't just me.
Okay, that would be a boring listen, wouldn't it?
And to be fair, when he had to start social isolating 3 months before the pandemic, we went through a bit of a dry run there as well. So. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, if you ever need to do me a one-man band, me at the playing field talking away.
Well, I want you to get out there, speak to people.
Exactly, and I will be on this Saturday when the Timo Hanlon clock gets unveiled. Oh, the presentation nice. Of that, which is quite nice.
What time Cocker. Is that?
12 o'clock if you want to come down.
And what's the nickname for it?
President Cocker's Clock, because he was nicknamed Cocker. Tim O'Hanlon, chairman of the club for a number of years. He was also a commissioner. Been about 18 months since he died, so it'd be a nice memorial for him. And the clock looks brilliant as well. Nev's done a great job as chairman, so it'd be a very nice memorial for him.
You do realise now you've told people it's 12 o'clock, you either have to do it bang on 12 or move the clock back a little bit just to get it right.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is we'll gather at 12, bring the clock a little bit. Tim was never right with his time anyway. Bruiser would ask him how long's left. Tim would say 5 minutes, full time.
Did he come in for the T2?
Yeah, he did. He did.
How many years of racist results? Yeah,
the results are all skewed by Tim and Amber. But no, he was a great guy, great chairman, yeah. And it'll be nice. All his family are coming down, so it'll be really nice to cover that. So, and there will also be a page lead in the Examiner on Tuesday, because we've got to cover Moran's stories more in the paper, I feel.
Of course. So, Sam, which game are you taking in on Saturday?
I'm down at Laxey, because I'm trying to fit in a duck race and a skate park in the same afternoon.
He's become an Laxey fan, isn't he? He's been at Laxey, yeah. Come and watching us and enjoyed them beating us.
I'm hoping they've got the pasties on, because this is definitely a challenge I want over the season. I want to know which has got the best pasty in Manx football. Mm. And I'm starting with an early season contender with Laxey, who've always delivered. So.
Fans of the podcast will know that Mr. Dalrymple here did used to...
I used to do a blog back in the day. That was... I actually presented Russian with an award for that.
You did?
I wonder if it's still up in the... I got our then graphic designer to design me a certificate.
I think that'll be just above their Railway Cups and Hospital Cups. And
next time anyone's down Russian, go in the clubhouse and see if it's there.
Yeah.
Or if any Russian fans listening, tend to tweet us a picture. I would love to know if it's still there. Dave, where are you off Saturday?
Braden Moran.
Braden Moran.
Yeah.
Ooh. Six pointer.
He's coming down, didn't he? You haven't told me that. I assume that's the commie that I'll be in.
Of course, mate.
Adam, you're going to be at Colby.
I'll be down at Colby, yeah, and Gunners, apparently, by the sounds of it.
Yeah. It'll be two match reports from you on Monday.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Absolutely. Half each.
Video clips is the way forward as well, yeah. And Sam, you're going to FC Alman Saturday as well?
Yeah, I'm down at the bowl Saturday evening. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And where are you going, Andy?
I don't know yet. Depends if Hugo's playing.
Yeah, you might have to come down to the comedy game.
Yeah, shout abuse at you.
Sure, you get a lot of pleasure out of that.
What else is new there?
Exactly.
On that bombshell.
Ta-ta for now.